sleep. It never did bother me.
Oh, now you lived there back when you were born. How many?
I believe on the railroad twice.
Oh,
when I was a boy, different times.
Even before you came here.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So you really are.
It didn't bother me when I never did bother me.
Yesterday I forgot to ask you when we were talking about. It reminded me night before last when we were talking about furniture and stuff in the bedroom. We were talking about a bureau.
Yeah.
Now I forgot to ask you about a piece like that. If it had a mirror on it, what would it?
Well, now that bureau had a mirror.
It did have a mirror on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That bureau had a mirror on it.
Mm-hmm.
And ordinarily, that bureau, different to a dresser,
mm-hmm.
it had two little drawers on each side of the top of that, the top of the bureau here. Then it had two little drawers
mm-hmm.
here, and you could pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them had, there's big enough up that they had a little door, you open the little door back on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a glass in it. That bureau had a glass in it, and about three drawers. Some of them had four, but about three drawers that you could, big drawers you pulled out of them. And
another thing I forgot to ask you was about a big knife that you might use for cutting meat or something. What would that be?
Butcher knife. We call it a butcher knife. Couple of them in the kitchen here now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're good. They're that long. We call that a butcher knife.
Mm-hmm.
It's a butcher's knife. You use it to cut up this meat with. Mm-hmm. And to scrape that, it's a hog, you scrape the hair off of them. You didn't take off the hide on them. You scalded them and take off the, scrape that guy. Hair off of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it was a sheep or a cow, why you skinned it. You what you call skinning.
Mm-hmm.
You just beat it anyway.
Well, how about
Do
you have ever remember people? We were talking about women that would take in washing and stuff like that. Do you remember when they first opened businesses that just did other people's
Then wash your chairs
and how about laundries? Did they have
laundry? They call that laundry. You have laundries that you could carry your pants and clothes or the ladies' their skirts, that is the woolen and skirts like that, or their coats or jackets, whatever, to launder, and they they clean it and press it.
Mm-hmm.
But they, now they're taking in washing. That's that washwoman that used this for a washboard and
mm-hmm.
tub the most of the time. That they've done some of that after the washing machine come in, but then that's here washer tear come in and done away with that all right enough. It's, but they were women in this town, all other towns. That wash for a living. They called her a washwoman.
Mm-hmm.
And they either went and got this washing, sent the children after it, or their man after it, or you carried it to them. They had a woman living in town here. They know she's a washwoman, and they want their washing done. They went and made a deal with her for her to do the washing weekly, and they just know where they carried, or they'd come and get it and take it to her, and she'd dry it, and some of them, most of them, would iron that for them. It'd be ready to go home, be ready for it too.